Welcome to the PSDcast with your host, Jason Lumberg with Power Systems Design. 2 years ago, Menlo Microsystems Incorporated was awarded a contract by the DoD's Defense Innovation Unit. Menlo Micro was charged with developing a first-of-its-kind high-current advanced circuit breaker for power distribution for the Naval Nuclear Propulsion Program's Advanced Technology Innovation Pipeline Program. And just recently, Menlo Micro announced a key milestone, the successful completion of Task 4 of the program, which we'll go over shortly. And on the line to discuss these developments is Menlo's CEO, Russ Garcia. So, Russ, thanks for joining us. And let's start with this. Could you give a quick recap of the Advanced Technology Innovation Pipeline Program and Menlo's involvement in it?
Sure. And first of all, thanks, Jason, for having me on. So the Advanced Technology Innovation Pipeline Program is led by the U.S. Navy. It's an innovation pathway designed to accelerate transition and breakthrough of new technologies, basically to get them into mission-critical defense and infrastructure systems faster. Our involvement is we were selected to participate because of the physics and ultra-fast speeds of our ideal switch. And so we're able to transfer energy at much higher power density levels than basically any other chip out there today. And what the Navy is looking to do is basically build a 10-megawatt advanced circuit breaker distribution system for micronuclear reactors. And so we are the enabling, we're bringing to bear the enabling technology for that. And so that's our involvement. We've been working with this program for a couple of years and gone through several levels of prototyping.
Okay, let's get to the main reason for this call. You know, Menlo Micro recently completed Task 4 of the program. So what does that mean for the industry exactly?
What I'll do is set up what it means for the Navy and the industry and how those parallel each other. So first of all, Task 4 validated that we could hot switch 0.5 megawatt. And magically, I'll say this to kind of set up the background. 0.5 megawatt is kind of what next generation racks and data centers will start to look like, and then they'll grow to 1 megawatt and 2 megawatts per rack. So this milestone validated that you could now build a much more efficient circuit breaker system without using the old circuit breakers that are basically on the side of the building that you're in or what's been used for 150 years off the mission that we had for this technology, which was to reinvent the circuit breaker. And so this was a huge breakthrough for us. And so it basically showed that MEMS, a microelectronics capability that's built on a semiconductor process, could actually handle these very high voltages, 1,000 volts, and very high currents, in this case, 500 amps. The other piece to this is that there's been a long struggle to try to figure out how to get, the industry's had a long struggle to try to figure out how to get a next generation technology into this kind of a circuit breaker application. One of the competing we're really going out to replace the old electromechanical devices that have been used for, again, 150 years. We are competing with another technology with silicon carbide and silicon carbide JFETs. Huge advantage that we have is what this showed is we can scale many, many, many small chips and or even small switches up to hundreds of them to be able to make this kind of a high voltage, high current hot switch. A semiconductor device, because of its nature of how fast it is, it's less efficient from a current conducting standpoint, And as you try to scale many, many of these together, they just basically, you basically can't create a design that that does this. And so we've really validated ourselves at these high currents, and something that the silicon carbide hasn't been able to do. So what this means for the industry is not only are we going to bring to bear this advanced technology for the Navy, but it leverages directly into the energy transition that's happening because of data centers, and more namely 800-volt data centers. So if you remember, I mentioned where the 1,000 volts for the Navy, 800 volts is the next magic number. You know, why 800 volts? Because as you raise the voltage, you can lower the current, allows you to use smaller, less copper in a data center or any other infrastructure for that matter. And subsequently, our technology we've validated to be able to do that. So we'll go to market in the commercial world with a validated technology.
All right. And AI data centers are rapidly entering a new phase where power density, not just compute density, is becoming the primary scaling constraint as rack power levels, energy demand, and infrastructure build-outs accelerate globally. So how can Menlo Micro's ideal switch technology help enable higher power density?
Well, for all of the same reasons of what we proved with the Navy, the power density that that we're able to bring to bear in our individual chip for us is multiple times higher than the power density you can get on even the latest generation silicon carbide devices. And then as you assemble many, many of these together, that power density and efficiency generates less heat. Subsequently, you have to have less thermal overdesign or heat sinks, which also bring size and weight. So subsequently, we're able to bring to bear a significantly smaller and lighter capability, or in terms of what the DoD would call this swap, size, weight, and power. And we generate far less waste heat, which is the efficiency part, and subsequently. It does two things at the same time. One, we're able to displace the old electromechanical technology because of just pure size and scale. We're able to compete against and win the race against JFET because of our ability to scale many, many, many of these together and operate at much higher current levels than JFETs are. Subsequently, we become the premier technology for that 800 volt capability, which has to happen, as you mentioned. You talked about compute density, but they go hand in hand, right? So, if you look at the roadmaps that NVIDIA and OCP have as far as how much compute I'm going to put on a tray, how many trays are going to go in a rack, we start approaching by the end of this decade, you know, 1 megawatt, 2 megawatt racks. And so that's, you know, a huge, I think we're, you know, 200 kilowatts right now. So it's a huge advancement in power, and so the efficiency that you deliver that has to change, and so we're right at the vortex of that change.
All right, Russ. And before I let you go, you know, if you look forward over the next few years, how should customers think differently about designing power protection and distribution systems for AI infrastructure, industrial factory automation, and enterprise buildings? You know, what role will switching technology play as these systems evolve?
It's huge. So take it all the way back to the basics. As we're transmitting through the grid and from the grid into these different environments, whether it's a data center or industrial an industrial plant or buildings, half of the energy from the beginning to the load point or the light bulb or the robot or the GPU that you're trying to power is lost in cabling and switches. And so switches become a big part of that, number one, just the efficiency of the transmission. Switches are also become important in how you manage all of this, right? We want to turn things on and off to save energy, but that if the switch is not efficient, so if I use a semiconductor switch that I can control, but it creates more waste electronics or waste energy than it actually saves in energy, then I've kind of defeated the purpose. I've made it more convenient, but I haven't saved anything. So in our case, our switch is significantly more efficient, and so we save the energy we manage out. We don't waste it. The third thing is protection, and the 150-year-old technology basically takes milliseconds from the time it senses that there's a short circuit or a fault. It takes milliseconds, and so the amount of fault energy or fault current that is able to make it through that circuit, one, is that's wasted energy, but two, it's actually dangerous for what you're trying to protect. And so we switch in microseconds, so 1,000 times faster. Semiconductor switches like silicon carbide do as well. However, they don't do it as efficiently, and so subsequently, again, we end up being a key to that. So now you add all those together, and then the power levels are going up, and efficiency becomes more important. Size becomes more important because you have to take up less and less real estate, and subsequently we become a premier capability there. Now, what's happened over the last couple of decades is we've all been looking for efficiency, and whether it's efficiency in what we generate, it's turning out people are starting to realize efficiency in what we actually it's not necessarily just new generation. It's using what we got more efficiently. And so the world has tried to change a lot of what we do by policy. Maybe my opinion, but I think it's pretty true. It's really hard to change infrastructure by policy. You can a little bit, and so it's been really slow. With what's happening in the data center, with the insatiable demand for data and compute, which is driving an insatiable demand for power, there is no choice but to drive these more efficient solutions and architectures into data center. Therefore, it becomes the catalyst to basically change the infrastructure and as we see it, even larger pieces of infrastructure, which is industrial automation, enterprise buildings, and even homes. As you drive this through, you have to have a technology that you could scale and drive through to not just be in 800-volt megawatt circuit breakers, but eventually even in light switches. And that scale factor allows you then to truly transition a complete infrastructure. So that's how we see it.
All right. Well, excellent. Thanks, Russ. I want to thank you for your time, and to our audience, thanks for tuning in, and have a great day.